I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
You can see the Foo Fighters at Fenway and party with the Red Sox Foundation on the SAM deck if you are an AAF email subscriber. And this is only for AAF email subscribers. So sign up for the AAF email by Tuesday night and watch for the email on Wednesday, June 27th to find out how to enter. Visit waaf.com/email. If you're already signed up, you're already set. That's waaf.com/email. And it is 9:05, and we are in the middle of Ask an Attorney with our in-house counsel. Free legal advice for you from Larry Army Jr. And this is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Mike? Mike. Is Mike listening to the radio and not listening to the phone? Mike.
Maybe he's having a snack.
All right, I'll tell you what.
He's definitely listening to the radio.
I will try to come back to Mike. Mike, you missed your opportunity there. That's why we tell you to turn the radio down. Here's another Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Mr. Larry, what's going on?
What's up,
Mr. Larry?
Well, I'm going to Montreal for a bachelor gig.
Yep.
And my question is, I had a misdemeanor that was dismissed 11 years ago, minor altercation. I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to get in or not.
Oh.
That's a tough one. Canada's pretty strict at the border, as LB knows. Yeah. LB, did you want
to
handle this one?
You know what, to be honest, it's trial and error. What I would say to you, if you have a DUI, you're not getting in.
Yeah.
True story.
True story. But I'm Canadian, so I can get in. But,
another true story.
When you get to the border, it's about attitude and treating the border official respectfully,
mm-hmm.
and he might cut you a break, mm-hmm. but it is a 50-50 shot. Mm-hmm.
This was dismissed after 3 months.
What I would have said is I think that what you have to hang your hat on is the fact that you weren't convicted and it was dismissed.
Yeah. Okay.
So they should not necessarily use that against you, but, you know, we're talking about border agents and
they
Canada
can do anything they want. And it's a pissing contest. Canada hates America. America hates Canada.
No, I don't hate Canada.
No, I don't either. But I'm just saying, you know, a lot of Canadian officials aren't, you know, too fond of American.
Canada has
officials.
has just legalized weed for the whole entire country. I believe only the second country in the world to do so.
Well, let's get going, America.
Here's a 978 text for Ask an Attorney. I just found out that I have a 12-year-old daughter that I did not know about. Do I have to pay back child support?
This is the one area of family law that gives me the chills. Currently in Massachusetts, the law is that if you are adjudicated a parent of a child born out of wedlock, the law enables the mother to go all the way back to the date of birth and get your child support retroactive to that date.
Oh my! Ouch.
Your only defense is if you can prove that you've been paying along the way. And as unfair as this may sound, the logic behind this is that the 12-year-old daughter of yours is a minor, and the child support is a benefit of the minor child, not of the ex-spouse or the baby mama. So they didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They should be entitled to the same kind of finances that a kid that's born of married children should.
Yeah,
I think great lawyer advice on this is wear a Jimmy.
Here's the great lawyer advice. Call us soon.
Call Larry Army.
You have a lot
today.
Of mitigation of damages that we need to get going on.
Yeah. Can you settle something like that?
Usually you can.
You can?
But that's the he hit the jackpot right there.
Uh-huh.
That's the one that scares me.
508 text, when my daughter is emancipated at 18, does child support stop automatically, or do I have to go to court to get it to stop?
So in Massachusetts, child support stops at 18 unless Your child is principally dependent on the parent whom he or she lives with, so that it can continue between the ages of 18 and 21 without school. Completely unfair, I know.
Yeah.
And then if your child is enrolled in a full-time college or university and matriculating in good faith, child support can be extended till either they graduate college or hit the age of 23. In any event, you need to go back to court. What I have seen happen a lot of times, this is one of those pitfalls you got to be aware of, is people in your situation just stop paying because they figure what you figure. Hey, she's legally an adult. She's not going to college. I don't have to pay anymore. Well, that's a bad move, because you're going to end up in front of a judge on a contempt. If it's through the Department of Revenue, you may lose your license.
They take your license.
You need to go back to court to terminate that.
It's vacation time, and I believe we may have had a similar question to this in a previous segment. However, I think it's important to bring up. This texter works at a place where they direct everybody when they're going to take their vacation every summer. It's the same week, and everybody in the company takes it, and they shut down. They want to know if legally they can do that.
A lot of companies do this. It is legal. They can do it, especially if they told you about it before they hired you. You know, a lot of companies do that the week of July 4th, and then a lot of companies do that the week between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
I mean, look, your boss knows that nobody does anything during those weeks, which is probably one of those weeks that you've been mandated to take your vacation. So he's paying you. You're paying your bills through him. Give the guy a break.
Here's a 617 text.
I like it.
Can the city of Boston fine me for overstaying a two-hour limit at a meter if the signage by it doesn't explicitly say there's a two-hour limit?
Well, I'm guessing that they did fine you.
Oh, my God.
And the answer is yes, they did, and they can. It's an overtime violation.
It's usually on the actual meter.
Right.
Even if
it's not posted on a sign, it's usually, like, in the fine print on the digital window.
I mean, I love when I'm, you know, I'm late for court, and I park at a meter, and I get the $20 ticket for not paying for the meter, and then they come back 2 hours later because I'm still there and give me the overtime ticket.
Yeah, right. It's Boston parking. Live with it.
Here's a text. What is the best way to get out of a speeding ticket?
Honesty.
Honesty?
Yes.
You think that's the best way to get out?
I do. Yeah. I mean, look, you go up to the cop, says to you, do you know why I pulled you over, and you were going 90, and you look at him with a straight face and say, no.
Yeah.
You're getting that ticket.
Yeah.
Not only that, he's probably going to write 90 plus on your ticket, so when you go to appeal it, the clerk's going to look at that, and you're done.
Yeah.
Just be honest. I mean, that is the best policy.
Honesty is always the best policy. Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, give us a call. We'll take care of it at the clerk's hearing.
LB, you had a question for Larry.
I wanted to ask, because of social media, and so if you're my lawyer, I hire you, and we're texting about my issue, is that a chargeable fee?
So I'll tell you two things about that. Number one, it is protected as attorney-client privilege, so it's protected under that. And number two, it depends on your lawyer. I tell all of my clients that if you have a simple question, I'd rather you text me that question.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a simple answer rather than you go out and do what you think is right. And then we have a major problem. So my firm's policy is we don't charge for text messages.
Okay.
Now, there are times when people abuse that, as in any situation. Then we have to have a conversation about that. Or I just don't answer the text.
Yeah.
If I am provoked and I tase my stepfather, who is three times my size, do I go to jail?
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You know, these listeners never cease to amaze me.
Yeah. Amazing.
So, look, if you're three times bigger than your stepfather's coming after you and you're in dire fear and there's no escape route, and tase him. I'll defend you.
Yeah.
But if he's just provoking you and poking the bear, keep the tase in your belt.
If you write a status on Facebook about your job without stating the company name or anyone who works there, and then you are fired for it, does the company have the right to do this?
This happens all the time. People go on Facebook or Instagram and they talk about how awful their company is.
Stupid.
And yeah. I mean, how do you
Stop
not
that.
Know that the people that are paying you don't want to see that and you're going to get fired?
Yeah.
So, yeah, most people are employees at will, so you can get fired for anything at any time.
So the right to Facebook is not contained in the Constitution at all?
Well, that's not the point.
Look, if you
tell the president of Entercom that he's a douche,
yeah.
Can I say that word?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
They may not like that.
I think that's a bad call. David Field probably would not. He probably wouldn't like that.
Right to your free speech?
Yeah.
Or do you make that salary of yours?
If I'm on the golf course, 978 text for Ask an Attorney. If I'm on the golf course and a guy hits me with a golf ball in the side of the face, can I sue him? Errant shot. LB blasts one, slices one 90 degrees right.
Every time, all the time.
People do sue for that. But, to me, it's an assumption of the risk issue. You know, you're walking on a golf course. You know that at any given point in time, a ball could come from anywhere. The guy should yell four, I would imagine.
Yeah.
To give you some kind of a warning. And then again, it depends on the design of the course. There's a lot of things to look at there, but I think it's an uphill battle.
It's uphill battle because you assume some risk, right, when you're playing golf.
Correct.
I'm a manager at a local business. If an employee calls out sick and I can see on his Facebook that he is at the beach, can I fire him?
Do you want to fire him? I guess, I guess you could. You could fire him for anything.
Yeah.
Lying is a good enough reason as any, right?
Yeah.
And to the employee, don't be dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Fire him because he's dumb.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. all right. I think we have an awful lot of great text messages that come in during this segment. I got to tell you, and you're helping a lot of people, Larry. So
we hope so.
let's see. If somebody comes on my property, a 20-something-year-old, to ding and ditch,
to who?
To ring the doorbell and then run.
Ding okay. dong
the
ditch.
Old, ding and ditch.
The old ding. The old ding dong ditch. Mm-hmm.
Who uses, a doorbell in 2018?
Can I hit them without any repercussion?
Oh my god!
That's
if you live in Texas, you can. not in Massachusetts.
Not in Massachusetts.
Yeah, Texas, but, you can shoot
I mean,
him
it
in
is a
leg.
Trespass. You know, yeah, you could call the police and get him arrested for a trespass or a nuisance.
Yeah. Yeah,
they won't do that. You can always go down to your local clerk's office for your district court and file a private complaint.
All right. What are the results of the Twitter poll on whether Larry's client is guilty or not before he heads off to court today?
Stand by.
Greg, while she's looking for that, can I just say that this Saturday is the Festival of Hope that my niece Rose Warfield has put together?
Yes. Yeah,
so
awesome.
We talked about last week. It's this Saturday, 10 to 2 in the Grafton Common. Rain location will be the Grafton High School.
All right. Awesome.
Good job, Rosie.
Get out there and support it.
According to the vote, 57% believe that Attorney Army's client is at fault.
Really?
43% say, nah, could have been anyone.
Could have been anyone.
Well, guess what? Beyond a reasonable doubt, we win.
Yeah.
I like those. We're going to take a jury trial, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the win for Army.
All right, Larry Army, thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And to all your listeners, have a wonderful weekend and enjoy this beautiful day.
All right. There's Attorney Army, and that is Ask an Attorney here on the Hillman Morning Show. It is 9:17. And today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. This is Lorna on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Lorna?
Hi, I heard about your lobster roll contest, and I think I can beat everyone.
What?
Oh.
Wait a second. If you weren't listening earlier this morning, we were discussing that it's lobster roll season. And that our next blind taste test challenge in studio would be lobster rolls. Do you make them professionally, commercially? What's your deal?
I have a food truck, Lorna Jean's food truck in Sterling, and I have the best lobster roll around, says my customers.
What makes it? What is the key to making it the best? If you can reveal the secret,
it's just simple. Just do it right. Just the best lobster you can get, knuckle and claw I use with real mayonnaise, toasted that roll just right with a little lettuce.
Oh, no celery, I hope.
No fillers, okay, no. You want the real stuff. You're buying the lobster. You're not buying the other stuff.
Yeah, no. You don't want the filler.
No, no. Right.
Well, listen, are you available to get in the food truck and crank on down here next Wednesday for the in-studio competition?
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
What time is that?
It would be early. It would be like 7:30 or something like that, Wednesday, next Wednesday morning, week from today.
I can do that.
All right, hang on. We'll get some information from you.
That's awesome.
So far, I mean, we got to get, by overwhelming vote earlier this morning, we have to get Sullivan's in. Over Castle Island, where I think, I don't know, some people say that we have got to get Kelly's in it because people like the Kelly's lobster roll.
Yep.
I'm going to work on Eventide because Eventide in Portland and they now have a Boston location. I mean, Eventide, I think, has to be in it.
Longboards in Salem also has a tremendous lobster roll on Pickering Wharf. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great spot, Pickering Wharf.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Great go-to destination on a Saturday afternoon, Sunday. Get on. What's the restaurant where the boat goes out to the, do they still have the restaurant out in the middle
of the harbor?
The
wet dock and the dry dock?
Yeah.
I think the dry dock is now sea level. I think that's what that spot was. But that's also an excellent spot with all the windows open. You sit up at the bar upstairs.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you stand on the, and this has become popular of late, where do you stand on the lobster BLT?
No.
It's not really I'll take lobster on anything.
It's not really a BLT. It's a BLLT or an LBT. Like you
make
feel
it
like
its own sandwich. Stop trying to put it in. Like, you can put the lobster in the mac and cheese. I feel like when you put it in the BLT, it's just screwing up the sandwich.
Not at all.
Make a different sandwich.
That's salty with the sweet.
That's a winning combination.
You bet.
But really, Shu? You're a fan?
Bacon and lobster together? Yeah. Come on.
I feel like the way you typically would make a BLT with a flat sliced bread does not lend itself to holding the chunks of lobster very well, whereas the middle split hot dog roll is a better venue for carrying said lobster meat.
Some of us don't care what we look like when we eat.
I was just going to say the same thing. I'm like, so you're that person that if something falls out of your sandwich, you don't pick it up and eat it?
No,
you don't do the 5-second rule on the floor?
What about anybody been to the lobster pound in Marsh, Vegas?
Ooh. No.
Mm-mm. Pound.
But lobster pound. Lobster pound. Beach Plum in Hampton.
Oh, I've heard that's very good. I haven't been, but I've heard that's good.
Yeah, there's. I mean, not for nothing. You're on the ocean. If you're serving a lousy lobster roll, shame on you.
What about Neptune's in the North End?
Yes.
You have?
It's awesome.
Yeah. A lot of people said Pompanesset Inn. I don't know if they're going to make the trip up or not. Yeah,
that's
down on the Cape, the Pompanesset Inn.
Okay.
What part is that, Dennis, or it's like down in that you
on
never
the other
been?
Side?
I can't believe.
Well, I always end up on the other side because Jay Miller in the courtyard. You know, I'm always on the other side.
Aren't you normally over at Puffer Belly's with your acid wash jeans on?
You bet.
I just
said it to VB, our guy down the hall. That was a celebrity judge, best ass contest at Puffer Belly's every Sunday.
Bingo. That's on bingo.
Yes, that is in Mashpee, by the way.
Mashpee, yes, Mashpee.
And real OG Aunt Kathy sent a photo in earlier of a lobster roll from the Wooden Shoe in Dennisport that also looks fabulous.
What? The Wooden Shoe?
Piled high with succulent lobster meat.
That looks good.
Yeah.
I will tell you that Woodman's is often mentioned.
Yeah,
The problem there is you get stuck in the traffic.
But still, you know what? It's worth it. Woodman's is one of the best seafood restaurants on the planet. Oh, my God. The best.
Legendary.
Well, my buddy Maxie used to have a restaurant like 100 yards away right on the ocean there.
Uh-huh.
It was called Max Callahan's. But, yeah, I used to go over there all day, every day. Place is amazing.
Are we in agreement that the roll has to be grilled?
Yes.
Does it have to be a New England-style roll? The flat sides?
No.
Preferable, because you get the best butter application, but I'm willing to relax on that. You do have to grill it, though. You need a little toast on there.
Yeah,
because then the bread's
crisp.
Mushy.
Right, right.
No, it has to be toasted.
Gotta be.
Unless, I mean, I talked about, see, I think the Eventide lobster roll is going to be, it's a wild card.
It is, yeah.
Because it's got the warm caramelized brown butter on it, and it's not cold. Like, most lobster rolls are cold.
Cold, yeah. But that's okay. People like different things, so
yeah.
Some people may
obviously
you know,
it's working.
That.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Oh, I said lean too. Is that on the El Bingo?
And yes, we have several of you have recommended JP's in Westboro, and they are known. I think they're known far and wide for their lobster roll.
Good on a place that's off the water that gets free that gets fresh.
Seafood. Oh yeah. Well, there's been all kinds of innovations, LB, in transportation of late. It's not coming by carriage or stagecoach.
Again, I get it. I see the food trucks and they're refrigerated. I get it.
Yes.
But in people's minds,
you don't get a good one in the middle of the.
You know, they convince themselves, oh, how could I think I'm getting a good lobster roll in Westboro?
All right.
So good on JP's.
We'll get that going. Our next blind food taste test challenge will happen next Wednesday before we dart off for a brief day or two vacation. It is 9:24.
And now, LB.
Feed me.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the masters of hair restoration. Brian Scalabrini, Ninko, myself, and a bunch of other people have a full head of hair because those guys are genius.
And Rodney Deals, swinging a miss, strike three. That's the ballgame. J.D. Martinez strikes out. Devers a home run tonight, but it wasn't enough as the Red Sox fell apart in the eighth inning, and the Twins win it 6-2.
Yeah, tough night again for Chris Sale. The kid can't get a break. He's got a 1.71 ERA in his last three games, but ain't getting any help at the plate. And the boys lose. Skipper Alex Cora.
We need to do a better job with men in scoring position. We've been struggling lately in those spots. In those situations, we have to do a better job. We have our chances. He's one of the best pitchers in the league, so whenever you have a chance, you have to cash in.
Good news. Rafi Devers went yard again. Kid's having a great season. David Price goes for win number 7 in a row tonight in game 2 of the 3-game set. The Sox won back of the Yankees. They beat the M's 7-2 last night in the Bronx. Mookie Betts, our stud, leads in the outfielder all-star voting. And so it looks like he's going to be playing in next month's festivities. J.D. Martinez is laser show at DH. He leads in votes as well. Braun, the King James, he's a free agent, and it looks like he's building a new dynasty out in Lakerland. Kawhi Leonard told the Spurs that he wants to be traded, and the only place he's going to go is to the L.A. Lakers. So you're going to have Lonzo Ball, Ingram, LeBron, and maybe Kawhi Leonard, and that would bode well for running a long way in the playoffs and maybe a championship. C's open up their 70,000 square foot practice center next door at New Balance. The Red Auerbach Center is open for business. The Leprechauns picked 27th in the first round of the NBA draft this year. Phoenix has the number one pick overall. Good luck to Bergie Bergeron and his head coach Bruce Cassidy in the NHL awards. Bergie's up for the Selke again. I think this is like the 7th time he's been up for it, and he's won it 5 times. And Coach Cassidy had a great season, but I got to believe that Gerard Gallant, the new of the Las Vegas Knights, is going to pull that off. Bergie on Nesson yesterday.
Very humbled every year, thankful that my teammates obviously kind of bring me to this point. You know, obviously the individual awards are always the reflection or the recognition from how your team has performed and how they've helped you to get here. So again, it's no different. I know it's cliche, but I truly believe that, and I'm trying to just have fun and enjoy my few days here.
Well, congrats to Berg. He's an automatic Hall of Famer. World Cup yesterday from 2018 over in Russia. Japan 2-1 over Colombia. That was an upset. Senegal over Poland 2-1 in an upset as well. Russia spanked Egypt 3-1. Today it's already on. Morocco, Portugal. I've got Uruguay and Saudi Arabia at 11. Iran has Spain at 2 p.m. It's all on Fox Sports 1 each and every day. College World Series of Baseball. Texas Tech, Arkansas at noon today. Mississippi, North Carolina at 7. The winner of that tilt faces Oregon. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Here's a text which reads, putting LB's logic to work, good on every steakhouse in Boston that is not located on a farm for having beef that's available.
You know what? It's really funny. People that pretend they don't have a thought process that you don't like driving that road, so you never take that road, but it would get you to the place you were going faster. 15 minutes faster.
Yeah.
But that's what people think. Like, oh, really? I'm gonna go to Idaho to grab fresh lobster.
Yeah, no, I'm grabbing beef.
Okay, right?
It's like my mother won't let me drive over the Tobin.
Yeah, but But the Idaho restaurant that has the lobster roll in Idaho flies it in fresh every day.
Right.
I'm just paying $80 local. For it.
Right. Yeah,
if you live in Idaho, you there's not a way you could convince me that the lobster roll would be fresh lobster if I'm in Idaho.
Yeah. Like, I'm not eating grouper up here if it's the special on a menu on a Tuesday. Yeah. Ain't happening.
All right. Tell me the next time you go to a restaurant and want to order fish and you order the red snapper.
Yeah.
From Florida.
Danielle, we learned from the late, great Anthony Bourdain that you never order seafood on a Monday or a Tuesday at a restaurant.
Because the fish markets are only open certain days.
It's because of the ordering. You know, they order big for the weekend, and then you get what's left is what he wrote.
Push the salmon, it's turning.
So, yes.
In that case, watch out for the sauce.
Yes.
All right, LB, thank you. It's 9:29. Our vice president of clicks, eyeballs, has strolled into the studio this morning. Tony, our digital director of working out in his office, is here and has some results, I believe, from day one of our latest food bracket, which is ice cream truck novelties.
That's right.
And let's go ahead and go over, by the way, a lot of participation.
Very.
Yeah.
Probably the most active one we've ever had.
Really?
Yes.
The most more than the sauce bracket?
Oh, not surprised.
Well, it's summertime.
Who doesn't wake up for ice cream all day, every day?
Yeah.
Right?
Does the ice cream truck still play the same song or they do? Okay.
Yeah, the one in my neighborhood does.
I would figure they would have Alexa'd it up or something like that, where it's Alexa screaming, "Get your toasted almond, get your strawberry shortcake."
Do they still have the bike ice cream scooter thing?
Yeah.
Do they still do
with
that?
The little thing in the front?
Yeah,
you got the cooler in the front.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think they do.
The high school kid riding the bike, or the old pervert guy.
I don't think they do. All right, let's go over the brackets and get the results. I'm very excited about hearing the results here.
All right, so we'll go around. So the first round was the Astro Pop versus the Chipwich.
Is the Astro Pop the one that used to be the Bomb Pop?
I think they're both the same.
Red,
three colors, white, and
the
blue.
The Bomb Pop is red, white, and blue. The Astro Pop was pointier at the top, and it had a little handle, so the Astro Pop is like red and yellow.
Oh.
It's a little slightly different than the Bomb Pop.
Okay. Don't you have one of those novelties at home? Not frozen?
What are you, Greg?
all right, who won that?
Chipwich took this round.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, all right.
Yeah, obviously.
Then we had, speaking of which, Bomb Pop.
Yeah,
up against Nutty Buddy.
Was anybody triggered when they read Bomb Pop?
Bomb
Pop versus Nutty Buddy.
Nutty Buddy.
I'm guessing Nutty Buddy won.
Yeah, Nutty Buddy took it.
Oh, really? Yeah, of course.
Bomb Pop's my go-to.
Yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every time. Yeah.
All right, next round we had the Reese's Ice Cream Bar.
Winner.
Versus Pac-Man.
Oh.
Reese's.
Man. I think Reese's. Well, I don't know. Who won?
Reese's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Then it was chocolate eclair versus Ninja Turtles.
Ooh. Eclair.
I'm guessing it was
the eclair.
That's a classic. Yeah. Oh. That's the chocolate eclair, the toasted almond, and the strawberry shortcake are the classics.
It doesn't look ruined when you unwrap it.
That's right. Yeah.
Reamed.
Yeah.
Then we had strawberry shortcake versus Choco Taco.
Oh, boy. Whoa,
strawberry,
that's a tough one.
This is like two number one seats.
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake versus Choco Taco.
Mm-hmm.
Choco Taco.
Personally, I'm hoping strawberry shortcake won, but I'm thinking that Choco Taco might have taken that.
I think more people are paying attention to this in the World Cup.
Yeah.
But, seriously.
Yeah.
I think it's, the result was Choco Taco.
I knew it.
Oh,
I feel bad for strawberry shortcake.
I'm calling that number one.
Me too. Bad seating. Just bad.
That was a tough one. Yeah. Tough one.
All right.
Next, we had Push Pop versus the Screwball.
The old Screwball.
You get that extra gum at the bottom. Yes. That's key.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner was Screwball.
Mm. Screwball.
Good call. Good call.
207 texter says that was their jam when they were a kid, the two-ball screwball. All right.
Then we had the Minion Bar
versus
Snow Cone.
Oh. Snow cone to me is nothing. I mean, it's ice with the syrup.
You got to add vodka to it. Wow. Not for you kids. Only if you're 21
that's
and over.
Different. That's
and
a whole
then
different.
It's actually pretty good.
That's a whole different
Will's
thing.
Hammered.
Who won that one?
Snow cone.
Snow cone.
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Then we had the frozen Snickers bar versus the chocolate banana.
Oh, that's another. That's another. That's a couple of two seeds.
Bless. God bless Excuse you, me, I'm allergic Daniel. To bananas, so I say Snickers.
I'm guessing that the Snickers took that.
You'd be right. Snickers took it.
Okay.
You know who votes for the chocolate-covered banana? The perbs.
No. Those can be good.
No one wants to watch you eat that banana, Susan.
Art on the street in Worcester, they make them fresh. They dip them in the chocolate. Yeah. They're amazing.
Oh, at Bluth's banana stand?
We are going over the results from round one of our latest food bracket. It is ice cream truck novelties. And Tony, our vice president of digital content, is here with the results.
I was president the other day.
So, president, vice, you're treasurer. You're actually treasurer. All right, what's next?
Then we had the Klondike bar versus the chocolate Magnum bar.
Oh. Mm. I'm thinking Klondike.
Just because everybody
knows it. Has the brand.
Yeah.
It has the,
and the Magnum bar, I feel like people associate as like a one percenter thing. So they're like, I'm not voting
for that. You know, anytime you say Magnum, everybody thinks condom.
And it's not about size, Daniel.
Actually it is.
And Klondike was the winner.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next, we had Drumsticks versus the Blue Ghost.
The drumstick is a classic.
Oh, it is a classic.
That's been around since the 40s. Yeah. But I'm gonna say the Blue Ghost ended up winning this one.
Will you be wrong? Drumstick won.
Oh,
this round.
Drumstick. Yeah. Okay.
Do you ever make your own drumsticks? You buy the waffle cones and then put your, you know, do it yourself.
So are you calling people that buy drumsticks lazy?
Yeah.
Because you make them from scratch.
Well, no. But there's something to be said on a Saturday afternoon, you know? Just
fun activity with the kids.
Well, you know, my thing is, the great part about doing it yourself is you can grab Neapolitan ice cream.
Yeah.
So you can get the chocolate, strawberry, the vanilla all in.
Oh,
sprinkle the walnuts on it.
A lot of work.
Spumoni.
Ooh.
What's spumoni?
The cherries in it.
You don't know what's...
Is that your Italian buddy?
That's an Italian dessert. You've never had spumoni?
No.
Ugh.
Not a big fan.
What kind of a savage are you?
I'd say
spumoni is where you haven't lived till you've had spumoni with the sauce on it.
It's an acquired taste. It's like cherry, pistachio, and vanilla chocolate.
I don't do
cherries.
The whole cherry. Yeah. There's nothing worse. Cherry ice cream with the bit pieces of cherry in the ice cream.
I love that.
Like cherry Garcia.
I love cherry ice cream. All right, what's next, Tony?
Next was the Oreo ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Versus Rainbow Pop.
Oreo.
Oreo.
Of course, Oreo.
Yeah, Oreo.
Come on.
That way they probably killed them.
Mm-hmm. And then we had the classic ice cream sandwich versus fudgesicles.
Oh, ice cream sandwich. One of the greatest ice cream truck desserts in the history of ice cream truck desserts.
The fudgicles are great.
Fudgicles are also
fudgicles
have been
a great
there for
go-to.
Every kid had fudgicles. Like the last day of school, it was fudgicles. I'm going to guess... ice cream sandwich won.
That's because it did.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Then it was creamsicles versus Twin Pops.
Twin Pops.
Oh, come on.
Creamsicles versus.
Creamsicle.
I think
right?
the creamsicle won that.
Day.
Right?
Although Twin Pop, good for the chinners because there's extra.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it went to creamsicle.
Yeah, no, okay. Obviously. Oh, yeah. Creamsicle. Yeah.
Get it.
Now, Greg, you're waiting for this one. Toasted almond bar versus... the WWF wrestling bar.
A lot of WWF fans out there, and I'm often ridiculed when I say that the toasted almond is the greatest ice cream truck in the history of ice cream. I am often ridiculed, so I don't want to say it, but I think that probably the WWE
toasted almond won.
Oh, toasted almond won. Okay, good.
You're in the game.
Thank God, I'm going to advance. All right.
Then we had the SpongeBob bar versus Ravello's.
Oh, the Canadian Ravello.
No, it's Sponge. American.
Oh, it's American.
Ravellos are American. Yeah. We called them Rebels.
I'm going to say it's probably the SpongeBob.
Yeah, actually it was.
SpongeBob
won.
Yeah. All right.
And then we had the Hoodsy Cup versus Italian Ice.
Oh.
That's a tough one.
I think Italian Ice.
I would choose Italian Ice all day long.
You like the diabetes at the bottom of the cup.
What's that?
You like the diabetes at the bottom.
There were the version of the Hoodsy Cup that were the sundaes where they had the strawberry sauce mixed in with the ice cream, like in little. Do you remember that? It had little, like, very, like it was veins of strawberry sauce running through the ice cream
and the wooden scoopy thing.
Yeah. What? Who won that?
Italian ice.
Italian ice. Yeah.
We live in absolutely. We live in Massachusetts. Yeah.
More flavors. Come on. Yeah.
Italian ice. Absolutely.
And that was the end of round one. So round two is up.
Okay.
So now we will be putting Chip Witches against Nutty Buddies.
Yeah.
The Reese's ice cream bar versus the Eclair.
Yeah.
Chocolate tacos versus Screwballs. Snow cones versus Snickers. Klondike versus Drumsticks. Oreo ice cream sandwich versus the classic ice cream sandwich.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one.
That's tough.
Huge.
Yeah.
Cream Skulls versus Toasted Almond.
Toasted
Almond. And then SpongeBob versus Italian Ice.
Italian Ice.
All right. Mm. Well, I'll tell you what. It's going to be tough to pick a national champion, but it's going to happen. So go to WAAF.com.
They can go to the concert, not the concert page.
Contest page. There's a winner for this, right?
Yeah, if you enter in the contest, then you are in the running to win free concert tickets to see Buck Cherry, Alien Ant Farm, all them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Festival. Thank you, Tony.
No ice cream?
So,
what kind of contest is this?
Go to WAAF.com and the contest page there to pick your picks for the latest food bracket. And to win tickets, some lucky picker will win tickets. All right, it's 9:50. Before we go, I just wanted to mention, did you see the news story that Robert Plant turned down a role on Game of Thrones?
He is like one of the very few people that can do that.
Yeah.
Him, Streisand.
Hank.
Paul McCartney.
Yes, Tom Hanks.
Hank could turn it down.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. De Niro could turn it down.
No on McCartney because he was in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Get out of here.
Yeah, so, you know, he's already blown that.
Robert Plant did an interview, and he talked about how he's never even watched Game of Thrones. Not into it at all. Could not possibly care less and turned down the cameo.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
No?
I got offered a part in that.
Did
I? Yeah.
And you said no?
Yeah, well, I don't want to be typecast.
I mean,
I started that with go back to Immigrant Song.
Yes.
And Led Zeppelin being a part of a cultural exchange in Iceland with the Icelandic government.
Wow. It would look good on that show.
Yeah, it was on the Strombo show.
That interview.
Yes, the interview was.
Okay,
yes.
All right. When's that on? 2019? I mean, it has to be like another year away, probably, right?
Yeah, I think so. This is the last season,
last one. I think it's only six episodes.
Oh, so that means each episode is, what, 4 hours? Is that what that means?
Probably. I'm sure that if I'm wrong, I will be notified immediately by angry Game of Throners. Yes, yes.
It's 16 episodes.
All right, today's weather brought to you by Sun and Ski, and it is going to be sunny today. The temperature is going to get to 81. There may be some showers on the Cape tonight. Everybody else looks good. Find hot deals at Sun and Ski's July 4th Shop More, Save More patio sale. Get $100 off every $300 that you spend. Hurry to Sun and Ski's Pembroke and Woburn locations. Do you have a new sponsor that we should mention?
I do. News brought to you by New Pearls Olives to Go Infused Olives. Turn your snack break into a special occasion with the New Pearls Olives to Go. Infused olives are delicious and convenient. Find them in the olive aisle at your local Stop and Shop retailer. His life is better with pearls. Brought to you also by Subaru of New England, featuring the symmetrical all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza. With a spacious interior, the Impreza is built to accompany you on your summertime travels. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
I don't want to call you out on your nerd cred, Shu, but a texter says Paul McCartney was not in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, he was in the last one.
He was.
He was Jack Sparrow's cousin who was singing. You could hear him singing before you saw him, and you knew immediately it was McCartney.
Oh, you did in
the
movie?
And he had like a beard, you know, and so it was like him. And I totally missed Keith Richards played his dad, you know, because Depp's a musician guy.
Take that, texter.
Yeah, he was in the last movie.
Oh, great franchise.
Yeah, I know. Those are good movies. I like those. Amazing. Yeah.
Great franchise.
Well, that's what they call it.
I love franchise.
$1 billion.
It's called the movie franchise.
Franchise.
Star Wars is a movie franchise.
$1 billion franchise.
Again, how many people here have ever been on a pirate ship?
I was in a pilot, you know, Ken.
I shot a TV pirate once.
I paid $90,000 for 1 minute on a pilot once, kid.
On that note, Mike Shue, I just have to bring up the late, great Vern Byers.
Did he have a hook for a hand?
My father was the captain of a schooner.
The Black Pearl?
On Vancouver Island that did dinner cruises for 3 days to Seattle.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy. What didn't he do?
Right.
He did everything,
man.
Vern Byers is like the most interesting man in the world.
I think that's where I get it. I mean, the guy was an aircraft mechanic, then he turned into a bar owner, a hotel owner, then he ran an oil company for the Chinese and ended up living on Vancouver Island, running a pub and a schooner from Vancouver to Nanaimo to Seattle.
Schooner, drink.
That's what he should have said.
Chad Tuckett, just killing it.
Did you see the one with the car that was stuck in the water the other day?
Yes. Incredible.
People just walking by, ignoring the idiot who got his car, took his car out on the beach, and then got it stuck in the water.
Dope. You got to let the air out first.
Right.
Donkey.
Here's a text asking if your father was known as the Commodore.
No.
I would, you know, again, Big Vern was legendary. Yeah. You know, Hillman mentioned it the other day. I think the best part about my dad's life is everybody thought he was Norm from Cheers, and he got to eat and live for free.
He looked
all
like,
day, every day, whenever he went anywhere.
He looked like George Wendt, almost exactly like he looked like a fatter, no disrespect to your father, but a fatter George Wendt.
Not a problem.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a family thing. All right.
Big Vern, not an elbow.
I can't help it. It's genetic.
It was genetic.
I try and fight it, but you just, you know, it's not healthy to fight it, you know?
No, don't fight
it. When it's genetic, you have to embrace it.
We all end up like our fathers, no matter how hard we fight
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right, well, we got to go. If you missed anything this morning, it will be a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime and listen to anytime at WAAF.com. Just don't call in if you're listening anytime after 10, like the individual who left the Hill Mill voicemail message today. And tomorrow, Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30, and we'll go inside the warped female brain as long as the Angry Show boycott is not continuing. So that'll happen
tomorrow. Can I boycott the show?
Yes, you can boycott tomorrow.
Great.
That is happening all tomorrow. We'll start at 6 a.m. And up next, over an hour of nonstop rock without any commercials. That's the WAAF.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.